It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. At the Denton Day on Twitter. Just had a great conversation with Jay Gruden. We will react to that in a little bit. But I am here. I am sitting in. I have some news. So let's get to daily. Max, we got a doozy. We got a bunch of things to get into. But this has to be story number one. At a Coldplay concert last night, Andy Byron, you're like, who's Andy Byron? He is the CEO of Astronomer, some tech company, I would assume. I doubt like a turf company is called Astronomer. Maybe it is. I don't know.
That would be something.
He is the CEO of Astronomer. He was put on, I don't know if this was Kiss Cam.
It was,
or if it was just like Jumbotron hug cam. I don't know what it was.
It's slow song couple cam that, you know, concerts like to do.
Like, I don't know what Coldplay does for their set, so I don't know what the cam was. But Andy Byron was put on camera with his arms around a woman named Kristen Cabot. You're like, well, Denton, who is Kristen Cabot? Kristen Cabot is the HR chief at Astronomer. The guy, I mean, you know, CEOs, HR people, maybe they've known each other for a long time, been married, could be a husband and wife combo at work. Well, there is a husband and a wife in this story, Max. Unfortunately, these two are not the husband and the wife. Andy Byron has a wife. That wife is not Kristen Cabot. And then Coldplay's Chris Martin gets on the microphone and basically calls them out. So what happened was these two are put on the screen, realize, oh my God, we're on the Jumbotron, and immediately jump off of camera. Andy Byron just completely ducks. He just sits down. He taps out. He says, guys, I am out. Kristen Cabot turns around and shields her face. And then the lead singer of Coldplay is like, they might be having an affair.
I got, you want to hear it? I got it.
Give it to me. Pause. I don't think they're very shy. I love that he threw that in there as like the failsafe. If a guy ducks out of the camera, it's not because he's camera shy. I can promise you that. I am in a happy and loving relationship, Max, so I don't need the advice that I'm about to give. However, if I were to be a CEO that was having an affair with the HR person at the company, do you think that's been reported to HR? It definitely has been now.
Of course not.
I mean, I don't think beforehand it was reported. But if I were to take, if I were to be having an affair, I would not bring them, one, to a public event, but I also wouldn't bring them to a Coldplay concert. Like, I pray that I never in my life, just in general, like affair or not, I pray that never in my life, to add extra spice and zest, do I go to a Coldplay concert. Maybe they're great in person. I have no idea. It doesn't feel like we need to spice in the relationship up a little bit, sweetie. Let's go listen to Clocks.
The people love Coldplay, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I like Coldplay, but I don't think that's not something where I'm like, gosh, need that one. Need that in my life. Give me some Coldplay. You can't take the side piece to a concert. You take them to somewhere where there's not people.
Yeah, a park or something. Make out point. Something, not a concert.
Or you're a CEO. You got homes, plural. Like, you don't need to go to Coldplay. And if you were going to Coldplay, get yourself in a suite where there's not... You know who they never put on these sorts of cameras?
It's true.
The people in the suite. They put the regulars up there. You don't need to put the light on the rich people. They're already living life. You put it on the broke people to make them want to come back. Like, hey, you ain't got much for you because you're at a Coldplay concert. You ain't got much going on for you. Here's your 4 seconds of fame on the Jumbotron. I can't believe that this is going crazy viral, by the way, which it should be.
Yeah.
Just an absolute, for a guy that's a CEO, it must be dad's money because the brains are not there.
Clearly.
Street smarts, not there.
Hold on, what's this guy's name? Hold on, let me do some research.
His name is Andy Byron. Honestly, I want to know what Astronomer is. Like, what is it? What is it that they are creating and crafting and bringing into our world? Because if they're dumb enough to do this, it does make me question what it is, the technology that they are dealing with.
So I'm just looking at the initial Google software company in Cincinnati, Ohio. Astronomer, the best place to run Apache Airflow. No idea what that is.
Don't know what that is. I will go somewhere else for my business.
Yeah.
If CEO is dumb enough to bring side chick to a Coldplay concert.
Who is your head of HR? It's just like inexcusable.
You would think if you are going to have an affair with the head of HR, you would take extra. Like, this isn't just one person. The HR person is clearly not intelligent either. It's literally her job to make sure this doesn't happen, and then they go to a Coldplay concert, and they're then performing acts of PDA. It's just a hug. Don't get too twisted. But you are being seen with your arms around your HR
man,
head.
Imagine having that thought pre-show and being like, it's a 1 in 50,000 to 80,000 chance that we get shown on the Jumbotron. Bam, life falling apart.
Honestly, I would test that luck and go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
What are the odds? How hilarious is it that Chris Martin was like, they're probably having an affair. Is this an inside job? Did somebody set these two up? The vice president was like, you know, this Andy Byron guy's been getting on my nerves. I know he's taking Kristen from HR to the Coldplay concert. Let me see if I can shell in a couple extra bucks. I would assume the Cincinnati area is very well connected. If you are a high up individual, you might be able to shell a couple extra bucks, get them put on the big screen.
Andy Byron's wife got in touch with Coldplay and be like, hey, he's cheating on me. I just need you to get it on video.
God, getting exposed like this on video is terrible.
In 4K.
In 8K.
How did
honestly.
You get caught in 4K?
Rich enough to get a suite, standing with the peasants. Got to be smarter than that. All right, other news that I do want to get into. Some actual football stuff. Bobby Wagner made the NFL Top 100 list, as he should. The NFL is doing this thing, whereas normally they would put out 10, I think, every like 5 days or every Monday or something like that.
Yeah, they would do 10 a week, and now it's...
To prolong the experience of list season, which I didn't hate, by the way. It was very good content for the past two summers. It made the dog days of summer, especially when the Nationals were not particularly good, it made the dog days of summer very, very easy to go and do that. But they're releasing it now two a day. They're going two a day. Bobby Wagner snagged 74 on the countdown. I haven't watched this video yet, you know, just because I'm doing the show, so I will watch it afterwards, but it features Lane Johnson from Philadelphia, Quan Martin's in it, Brian Robinson is in it. I am very excited to see what some of the people across the league say about Bobby Wagner. We know that the guy's loved. He was an All-Pro last year, so it feels like 74 is a very good ranking for a guy that was an All-Pro at his age. Great leader, too. Like, there's a lot of things going for Bobby Wagner here. The question now, because I would assume, I think, has Luvu been on this list yet? I don't know if Luvu's been on this list yet.
No, the only commander who's popped up on the list so far has been Laramie and now Bobby.
Right, and Laramie was, he's commander now, but was a Texan. Prior. So you'll get Luvu, I would imagine, before 50, probably in the 60s, maybe high 50s, maybe probably like 58 would be the lowest that I think that Luvu would show up. But the expectation is that Terry will be on this list very low, and that Jaden will be the lowest person on this list. I would say that Jaden comfortably should be in the top 30 of the top 100, potentially even in the top 25 or 20, depending on how they feel about quarterbacks in relation to everybody else. But like, you'll have Jamar Chase, obviously, Myles Garrett, a bunch of the Philadelphia defensive guys, you know. I think defense will kind of win a lot of those battles, but I do think, oh my God, is Jamin Davis in this thing? Jamin Davis just showed up. What does Jamin Davis think about Bobby Wagner?
Only good things, I would hope.
Oh, and Emmanuel Acho. Wow. Oh. They are just getting everybody there.
Less interested now.
A lot less interested. You know what's going to be even worse than that? You know this is going to come. The eventual Emmanuel Acho Robert Griffin podcast. That's on the horizon.
So there's one saving grace, and it's that all of the...
It's that I don't have to listen to that podcast.
Well, yeah, all of the horrible takes are combined into one entity, yeah, so I can mute that one entity and not have to deal with it.
They're going to pay so much for promotion. It's going to be, you won't be able to escape it.
Hey, listen, man.
I know their games.
You hit the block button enough on it, eventually Twitter will stop recommending it to you.
It'll eventually stop. Did you watch any of the ESPYs last night?
I did. I did keep tapped into a little bit of it. I mean, Shane stole the show last night.
Shane Gillis was masterful in his comedy. It was the perfect blend of a little bit edgy, but like still kind of funny. The Juan Soto thing where I was like, they let him say that on Disney? Everything else pretty much understood that this was going to be fair game. He was excellent.
Did you see the Deshaun Watson joke?
I did not see the Deshaun Watson
joke. Shane even said, like, before he was reading it on the teleprompter, he was like, I didn't write this, and then said the joke, and then was like, everybody laughed, and he was like, I really didn't want to tell that one, guys, I'll be honest.
He is very, he's very open about that, because he said that a couple of different times during some of the jokes that he gave, like the Epstein joke. He was like, I didn't write this one. I'm sure that when a comedian says, I didn't write this one, and then delivers it perfectly, it makes me feel like they absolutely wrote this one, and they are just trying to get a little bit of like a, guys.
Yeah,
like,
passing the buck a little bit.
My bad. You go blame somebody else for that. I just don't think there's a lot of comedy writers that can write expertly in Shane Gillis's voice the way that he delivered all of the jokes expertly in Shane Gillis's voice.
I kind of have a feeling that his buddy, Matt McCusker, who was also at
Tires guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had they have creative consultants, and one of my little brother's coworkers who works at Barstool, Lil Sass, Harry Settle, also got a credit. So they're a team of writers that Shane had and a team of consultants and stuff like that. So I'm sure everybody threw in a little bit here and there.
You have to have comedians host the ESPYs. Yeah. One, you got to make athletes laugh at themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, it's July. Loosen up a little bit. You know, unwind a little bit. You're not, no one's getting canceled for this sort of stuff anymore. Like, just laugh at yourself a little bit. And I thought there was some of that, not a lot of that last night, but there was some of that. But you need to have comedians, because if not, who cares about the ESPYs anymore?
Yeah.
I used to love the ESPYs. Like, I absolutely used to love the ESPYs. And now, because no one goes, I mean, I did see Lamar there last night, and I think Lamar might have been the biggest player that was at the ESPYs. It used to, like, LeBron would be there all the time. Kobe would be there. Brady would be there. Manning hosted the damn thing. But now, because none of the big athletes show up, I don't care. But if you're going to give me great comedians, and Gillis is, like, top of the game right now, mm-hmm. then I'm going to be very interested in watching. Albeit, I didn't watch. But I was watching wrestling, you know, because I'm a nerd.
Priorities.
Yeah, priorities. Hangman just won the title. What am I supposed to do? But I do need to find, I just saw that the full monologue was posted. ESPN's Twitter took a while. I'm going to guess that they're not going to post the full thing.
Probably not.
Probably not. But I thought it was really, really funny. And if they get more comedians, I will be watching more of the ESPYs. How about Fox Sports and Barstool agreeing to a deal that is going to land Dave Portnoy on Big Noon Kickoff? It's also going to put Barstool content on Fox. We just mentioned a bunch of the layoffs, right, with Emmanuel Acho being gone, Keyshawn Johnson being gone. Basically, what I saw was that all of the shows that Charlie Dixon was a part of or had a hand in creating are now gone. You're like, who is Charlie Dixon? Allegedly, he was the one that had gotten very friendly with Joy Taylor. Not like Coldplay friendly, but, you know, they were probably doing the rendezvous a little bit. Allegedly.
A couple notches, I think, a little bit above that.
But they weren't doing it Coldplay. So, you know, they did it in the way where it was mentioned in, like, a lawsuit. I don't know that the Coldplay thing will be in a lawsuit.
Well,
might be some bad emails, but I don't know if it'll be
divorce proceedings.
That is true. Yeah, that is true, actually. But, yes, they basically took out every show that Charlie Dixon was a part of, and now they're going to put Barstool content on there, and Dave Portnoy will be on Big Noon Kickoff. You are a somewhat college football fan, right?
Not yes.
A
massive.
Do you have allegiance in the pregame show? Because I know
no. If
you talk to college football fans, there are people that either really, really love College Game Day, or there are people that really, really love Big Noon Kickoff.
Yeah, I have no real allegiance other than, well, my brother is a Barstool employee, so I have to take the company line on this a little bit. but it's going to be interesting, just Dave on, because they have had, Like, this isn't Dave's first time on, like, a desk-style show like that. Like, they have the college football show that they do on campus on Saturdays that I don't know that they'll be doing anymore since Dave's
going to
be on game day.
Yeah, so how is that going to work? Because I actually did kind of like... I'm not, like, a massive consumer of Barstool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll watch Pardon My Take when I like some of the interviews. Like, they had a good one with Dan Patrick.
They had a good one with Trevor Lawrence not too long ago,
I'll watch anything with Dan Patrick. Yeah. I love Dan Patrick. But I did kind of watch their college football show, and it was good. They got to some big-time campuses. So I'm curious to see how that one is going to work, if Portnoy is now going to be on Fox, because you still have great talent there. Big Cat's a big college football guy, Casey Smith.
Brandon Walker.
Big college football girl, Brandon Walker. I mean, I know a guy that's open to it if you need it. But like, they have a bunch of talented people there, so I'm curious to see how that will go.
Yeah, I'm going to be... I'm also interested to see like what type of content they're going to air on FS1, if it's just going to be like the big shows like PMT. They're like, they have a sports advisory show that they do that comes out on Friday nights. I don't know if Fox Sports will touch that because it's very gambling heavy, but they also have
it
like,
should. I mean, why are we afraid of, if you're still afraid of gambling in 2025, fair. Like, unless you're the NBA, in which case you should be afraid of gambling because your players won't stop doing it. But if you're a media company and you're afraid of gambling, you need to grow up.
Oh, 8 minutes ago, Shane Gillis, full opening monologue. That's on YouTube for you, Denton.
I can't wait. I have something to do after this. I got a workout to do later today, Max. I normally work out after the morning show that I now work on. I'm not going to work out after this show because it'll be blazing hot. It's going to be like 92 degrees.
You could like walk home and could be considered a workout.
Well, because I'm doing this half marathon thing, I have like legit workouts I have to do.
I suppose that's fair.
Coaching and all of these things. Coaching via watch. But anyway, so I gotta do that. Final thing here that I wanted to put on. Actually, there's a couple things here. I lied.
I was like, I got one in the chat that I do want to talk to you about.
One in the chat is one that I wanted to discuss. All right, good. Because it's good. Been very quiet with old Bobby Three Sticks when Shaq entered the chat. He was very quick to come back at Mr. Ryan Clark when Ryan Clark went after him. Darius Butler from the Pat McAfee show went after Robert. RG3 tweeted out a graphic that had positioned Angel Reese as an animal that is not too fondly of. It came off as very ill-timed.
Incredibly.
First of all, no one saw the graphic, and he just took it to his millions of followers.
Hey, guys, did you see this?
Hey, did you see this terribly racist thing? Oh, you didn't? Well, here it is. I'll show it to you. He posted it, and then in classic Robert fashion, he puts this freaking 18-paragraph soliloquy on Twitter where by the end of it, he's making it all about himself. I mean, in like professional victim Robert Griffin over here making it all about himself. Shaquille O'Neal did not like that very much. Shaquille O'Neal has a podcast, I assume, of his own. Too many athletes have podcasts now. It's hard to keep up.
Agreed.
He says that if Robert does not stop talking about Angel Reese, he is going to, quote, punch him in the effing face. I would believe Shaq on that. We have seen him do that to people that are way larger than Robert Griffin. And then, if you thought that wasn't enough, Mark Henry jumped into the chat. The WWE professional wrestler. World's strongest man. He jumps into the chat, siding with Shaq. Can you imagine a 2-on-1 handicap with Mark Henry and Shaq against Robert Griffin III and whoever edits his podcast? It would be a bloodbath. This weekend, I was at a wrestling show.
Nice.
I was at an AEW show, which is where Mark Henry used to work. The main event of that show, Max, was a Texas death match.
Ooh.
In which the winner legitimately hung the other guy and made him tap out. It was very, very bloody. That blood would be nothing compared to a fight between Robert Griffin III, Shaq, and Mark Henry.
If I'm RG3 and I hear both of those guys...
I'm turning off the Twitter.
I'm booking a flight out of the country and not coming back until, like, when does football season start?
He doesn't have to.
September 5th?
Doesn't have to come back.
That's true.
Doesn't have to.
Apply for citizenship. Asylum elsewhere.
Have you ever come across, like, a great RG3 take?
No.
Like, just football related. Like, take all the other stuff out of here. Have you come across, like, a great football take from Bobby Three Sticks?
Never have. I don't think I ever will.
Have not. If someone has a great football take from him, you can send it to me at the Denton Day. I just would like to point out it's gotten very quiet since Shaq entered the chat. He's quick for a response. When it's him and Stephen A, they'll get on a podcast together. I don't know that he wants those problems with Shaquille O'Neal. Final thing here before we get to the biggest storyline of the day for Washington. Deebo Samuel weighs 220 pounds. This is from his personal trainer, Nick Hill, who told this to John Kine with the John Kine Report. There's a lot of people that are going to immediately point and say, see, he's fat. Nick Hill also said that Deebo Samuel has 8% body fat. And we saw a picture of Deebo Samuel from one of his workouts earlier this week. I'm good on all the fat talk. I was never with the fat talk. You know, that Hogs Haven had posted that they called him Deebo Lacey. Was never with that. Saw Deebo at minicamp. Didn't look fat to me. Hopefully this quells that conversation down a little bit, because 8% body fat is borderline elite in the world. You're not going to get much lower than that, especially if you are over 200 pounds. It'd be insane to do so. I feel really good about Deebo Samuel as we enter the 2025 season. All right, when we get back, the biggest news of the day for the Commanders, a big new signing that'll help them out on defense. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.